As they arrive, you can see the exhaustion in their faces. While some are glad to be home, others say they'll return.
I'm going back. I'm ready to try 100 times again, and next summer I intend to go.
The Kurdish regional government, of which Erbil is the capital, released a statement blaming people smugglers for duping Iraqis into going to Belarus. The statement promised to crack down on them. In the last few days, they say they've arrested 10 members of a criminal smuggling gang. Some of those returning Thursday described a horrific experience.
The situation is so bad. Those smugglers are using people. I have seen people dying before my own eyes. I will not try to travel again. I will not go.
A lot of these people have sold everything they own to get to Europe. They are likely to come back to less than they had before. The future for them is bleak. 341 people disembarked on this flight here in Erbil. Another 90 will disembark in Baghdad. Now, there are more flights in the coming days. How many more is a negotiation between Minsk and Baghdad? But perhaps the real negotiation is exactly how many Iraqis will want to get on those flights. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera, Erbil.